Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Kunjabi Hari Gopi Janava Labha Giri Vara Dhari 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 Yasoda Nandana Brata Chandranjana Brata Chandranjana Yasoda Nandana Brata Chandranjana Brata Chandranjana Yamuna Tira Vanyachadi Jamuna Tira Vanyachadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Janava Labha Giri Vara Dhari Giri Vara Dhari Gopi Janava Labha Giri Vara Dhari Gopi Janava Labha Giri Vara Dhari Jasoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana Dana Brajajana Jasoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Madhava Kunjabi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Kunjabi Hari Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Go Pimanandi. Okay. So there was a short list of topics that I was asked if I would select from the menu. And the one that I selected was how to, what was it? Accept Devotee Association? How to value Devotee Association. How to value Devotee Association. Well, a real practical way is associate with devotees and you'll value devotee association. And another is read scripture, and scripture regularly speaks about the value of devotee association. Huh? No, I'm okay. I'm just... They were having fun together. Now they're just like... You can't sit still, that thing. Okay. Okay, fine. All right. Okay. Hare Krishna. There are many places within... just take Chaitanya Charitamrita as an example. Many places within Chaitanya Charitamrita where the value of association or the importance of association of devotees is highlighted. Some of you may be aware of the before Prabhupada translated Chaitanya Charitamrita into English, he wrote Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And Teachings of Lord Chaitanya is taken from Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's five principal sections from Chaitanya Charitamrita where Lord Chaitanya is instructing others and extensive instructions, and that became the subject matter of Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So those five, Lord Chaitanya's instructions to Prakashananda Saraswati, to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, to his talks with Ramananda Roy, his instructions to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Those five make up the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Very elaborate, very comprehensive. So I wanted to take just a section from Lord Chaitanya's instruction to Sanatana Goswami. For a number of reasons, there's a very long section that's just emphasizing the importance of Sadhu Sangha, or association of devotees. And Sanatana Goswami is in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, his elder brother, principal personalities who carried forward the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So very, very important. Rupa Goswami, although he's listed, Rupa Goswami looked up to his elder brother like his spiritual master. Very, very special place in our disciplic line. So devotional service begins with association with devotees. There's a precondition, and that is, according to Rupa Goswami's teaching, some preliminary faith is sometimes described as just having some conviction, some inner intuitive sense, some faith that there's a reality that's beyond our current experience of reality, a higher truth, a higher meaning, a higher purpose, a higher mission, some higher reality. Exactly what that is, generally, we don't know. The beginning person just has some faith. There is something. So it's an inquisitive spirit or a seeking spirit or an open-hearted spirit. When that happens and there's some association, very quickly, then the life of devotion can be transmitted. Good receiver, good transmitter, it can be passed on. There's a good 40 verses, one after the next, that speak to this point. Did you mark the spot? Do you have the paper? 2283, I think it is. Text 83 from Madhya Lila, chapter 22, Lord Chaitanya's talks with Sanatana Goswami, says it very succinctly. The root cause of devotional service to Lord Krishna is association with advanced devotees. The Bengali is Krishna Bhakti Janma Mula. No, I'm okay. Krishna Bhakti Janma Mula. Mula means root. And Janma Mula, the root of the birth or coming into being of Krishna Bhakti, is said to be Sadhu Sangha. Then, Krishna Prema Janme, Tenho Puna Mukhya Anga. Even when one's dormant love for Krishna awakens, association with devotees is still most essential. So at the beginning and in the topmost stage, which then says everywhere in between. So wherever you are in your evolution of Krishna consciousness, devotee association is essential. It's how it begins, it's how it matures, and in the mature stage, it's equally essential. Not like I'm a liberated soul, I don't need any association of devotees. So I'll go back and read. There's many. Verse after verse after verse. Text 45. By good fortune, one becomes eligible to cross the ocean of material existence, and when one's term of material existence decreases, one may get an opportunity to associate with pure devotees. By such association, one's attraction to Krishna is awakened. That's at the beginning. So that's the preliminary faith and then association with devotees. Then one's attraction for Krishna is awakened. And many quotes. Here's one from Canto 10, Chapter 51. O my Lord, O infallible Supreme Person, when a person wandering throughout the universes becomes eligible for liberation for material existence, he gets an opportunity to associate with devotees. When he associates with devotees, his attraction for you is awakened. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the highest goal of the topmost devotees of the Lord of the universe and the Lord of the universe. So many. From chapter 20 of Canto 11, Krishna speaking to Uddhava, Uddhava Gita. Somehow or other, if one is attracted to talks about me and has faith in the instructions I have set forth in the Bhagavad Gita, and if one is neither falsely detached from material things nor very much attracted to material existence, his dormant love for me will be awakened by devotional service. Of course, in the association of devotees. Unless one is favored by a pure devotee, one cannot attain the platform of devotional service. To say nothing of Krishna bhakti, one cannot even be relieved from the bondage of material existence. And that's, you know, starting with text 45, and we go all the way up to text 83, and everything in between is weighing or evaluating or extolling the virtue of devotee association. So how to value association of devotees is here Lord Chaitanya's instructions on the nature of devotional service. Just like fire, one of the natural properties of fire is it has the capacity to burn. So you find out that fire has the capacity to burn because you bring fire next to something that's flammable, let's say fuel or wood, and that fire brings out the fire that's stored in the wood. Then supposing you bring fire next to something that's wet wood, it doesn't burn. So, but if you leave the wet wood near the fire, gradually it becomes dry wood, and then it can ignite. So similarly, as fire has the potency, the power to burn, devotee association has the potency to make us prepared to come to the stage of love of God. And the stage of love of God is attractive sounding, and then it's very, very rare to achieve. If you read in Nectar Devotion, the first chapter, characteristics of pure devotional service, when it comes to describe prema bhakti, out of those six, it's rarely achieved. And we're trying for something that's rarely achieved. I mean, besides it's nice sounding, it's rarely achieved. And when love of God is achieved, it's so ecstatic. It's beyond the imagination of even what happiness is. It's ecstatic. And still one can function within the world, like our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada conducted himself in so many, 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 many ways with all of us, or the persons he just didn't even know, to bring them to the stage of love for Krishna. And it took a while because we were wet wood. But through that association, very quickly, at least where there was receptivity, where was this desire to go further in spiritual path, by that association, very quickly persons that were kind of like obscure nobodies became very powerful and very capable of being instruments to assist in the fulfilling the desire of our founder Acharya. Just this afternoon I was having a conversation with a gentleman that's been interviewing devotees for his profession, without the detail. And he said, you know, the more I find out about this movement, I understand you're celebrating your 50th year, but when I hear that what's actually going on all over the world, he was also interviewing Anutama because he's our communications director, and he's been instrumental in putting together the ISKCON 50 video and ISKCON 50 magazine. Of course, there's a team of devotees, but the statistics involved in how many Govinda's restaurants and how many farm communities and how many schools and how many plates of prasadam this midday meals program is doing in India alone. I forget the number. Over 1 million something plates of prasadam every day from this one program. It's a lot to look after. It's a lot to do. And how did that happen? It happened through the association of one person who had achieved the stage of Krishna Prema. And by association with that Krishna Prema person, so many persons. And, you know, even still to this day, so many persons through his transcendental literature. And that means then through those who had his association or are getting his association through his recorded and printed literatures, similarly coming to from wet wood to dry wood and being able to, at least to some degree, represent that message and present it to others. It takes a while to get there. It also takes a while to get to understand what the gift is that's being given. The gift of even going from wet wood to dry wood, going from the stage of not really knowing what the goal of life is to gradually becoming qualified to understand what the goal of life is. You follow what I'm saying? You know, exactly. What is this love of God thing? largely there's a big struggle in, just take, for example, the affinity for doing something to get something. And what a passion. We do something to get something. And how strong is that affinity for fruitive activity? And the tendency to bring fruitive activity into spiritual activity. Like one of the persons at Brandeis University at the program, the fellow sitting over there, saying, I've been doing meditation for some time. This is just a for example. I've been doing meditation for some time. And sometimes when I have exams, I get stressed out and I think, boy, I better go do my meditation so I won't be so stressed out so I can study better for my exam and get a better result in my exam. And I know that's not the right motivation for doing meditation, but I can't help it. You know, how do I get over that motive passion thing? He didn't use motive passion thing, but that tendency to use something to get something. We're so accustomed to it. In contact with the mode of passion, how do you go beyond the mode of passion? And the whole of life for people, especially people that are, quote, successful, they're pushed by passion. They're competing against one another and working very hard to get something, whatever that something is. So to take that spirit into even approaching spiritual progress, work very hard to get something. You know, to prove yourself or prove to others or achieve something. It's just it's not what spiritual life is. How do you go beyond the material energy? And we can't do it on our own, because you try to do it on your own, that's false ego, and you're moved by passion. It's tough. So how to value association of devotees is the topic. It's absolutely essential. The association of devotees is absolutely essential, because the devotees are carrying the potency of bhakti, bhakti shakti. And it's through bhakti shakti that our material existence can be dissolved. Get on the other side of the ocean of material existence. There's many places in the Bhagavatam where this metaphor is used. One of them that comes to mind is in the prayers of the demigods to Lord Krishna, who was in the womb of Devaki. And they were using this same metaphor of the ocean of material existence can easily be crossed over by the association of devotees, because in the association of devotees, one becomes engaged in devotional service. When you have sadhu sangha, you do bhajana kriya. And when you do this devotional service, then the ocean of material existence shrinks to the amount of water in the hoof print of a calf. So you can easily step over the hoof print of a calf. There's still some water, but you can easily step over it. Immediately you're on the other side. Just by being situated in the boat of devotional service, you're on the other side of the ocean. And that's possible through association of devotees. And otherwise, you can't be situated in devotional service. It's just struggle and struggle and struggle and struggle and struggle and struggle and struggle. Trying this, if you have the determination to keep trying. Try this and try that and try the other thing. Struggle. And so many options out there in the spiritual marketplace. What do? You try this one out and try that one out and try another one out and stay with one for a while and so forth and so on. The ascending process or the experimental method is not effective. People do it because it's out in the spiritual marketplace, and they value their independence. They don't want to be, you know, subordinate to anything. It's using Prabhupada's language, surcharged with opposition, like swimming upstream in the Ganges during rainy season. Even during non-rainy season, it's difficult to swim upstream in the Ganges, what to speak of during rainy season. Flowing very, very swiftly. You're swimming as fast as you can, and you're going very fast that way, because the Ganges is flowing very fast. And similarly, the current of material existence is so strong. How do we carry on and make spiritual progress? But there's so much mercy involved or embedded or surcharged within bhakti that one can easily progress, even in a negatively surcharged atmosphere. Uh-oh. I think I turned mine off. Be very embarrassing if mine went off. My jacket pocket. I turned it off, but I'll check. So how to value, that's your question, how to, or the topic, how to value. Well, my point is, we're prone to value something else. We're prone to value that which has fruitive gain to it, you know, and especially on the material platform. It's one of the reasons why it's difficult to stay focused when you're chanting. Because what's fruitive about chanting? How you getting ahead and, you know, economic improvement or your career plan or this or that or the other thing. It's, you know, the mind is restless. It wants to latch onto something that's got fruitive perk to it. So how to value devotee association is through devotee association. Your values can change. There may be, again, this preliminary faith that says there must be a higher reality. Some of us have that conviction. Some, we're all here because we have that conviction. There's a higher reality. And through devotee association, we can connect with what that higher reality is. Through the medium of devotional service, we can connect with Krishna. And even in the beginning, as these verses were indicating, even in the early stages, one can have a palpable sense of being connected to Krishna. Just a little sharing, because anecdotes always keep everybody awake. To come to Boston, I came by Amtrak, and the train was delayed 3.5 hours. So we were sitting in, you know, Penn Station waiting for them to tell us when the train is going to move out. And I was sitting with one brahmachari, Nihal from South India. And at some point in time, real tall, thin, young, looked like Eastern European fellow came up and said, stood right in front of us and said, are you monks? And before we got to answer, he said, I live in a monastery. That was the introduction. And Nihal is very gregarious. He loves distributing books and loves, you know, making connections with people very quickly. So he made the quick connection. He said, I live in a monastery. And, you know, oh, really? Tell me about it. And he said, can we sit down? He sat down. Within 2.5 minutes, He said, let's chant japa together. He didn't have any books to sell, so he was getting him to chant japa. He said, well, I've got some beads, but I don't know how to use them. I got them at the monastery. So he brought these beads and at the Buddhist place. They never used them. They were just kind of like ornaments and decorations or something. So then Nihal showed him how to chant japa. So there they were, you know, audibly, everybody around, all the other seats looking at, whoa, you know, these guys are taking off, levitating. Just, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, loud enough that everybody could hear. And at the end of one round, the fellow just tilted back like that and said, that was ecstatic. He just sounded like a devotee. That was ecstatic. Like a mystical experience. Where can I learn more about this? So there was some, you know, dry wood. And just by the association of devotee, that dry wood had an ecstatic, mystical experience. And so many other. I'll say one other, just because it's particularly nice. In New Jersey, we had a gathering that was a japa retreat, and it went Friday night and Saturday, and then Sunday was our 64 round day, right there in the temple in front of their deities, and pretty large assembly of people. They have a bigger temple room than in Boston. And at the end of the 64 round day, and I was preparing for the final closing discussion, so I was sitting over in a little room. One man, Indian man, came and said, I want to share something. He was like bubbling. I said, okay, what's that? He said, I've been practicing, I've been coming to the temple off and on for maybe 8 years. I've never really chanted more than 8 rounds a day. That's like maximum. And I've had many opportunities to come to some gatherings like this, but I never really came. It was a little far away, and you know, I was just lazy, I guess. But, you know, this one is proximate, so I came. You know, like, it's kind of like the message was, no really big expectation. I'll just check it out and see what happens, kind of a la, 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 you know, that kind of a mood. And when I came into the association of the devotees, and you know, the energy was really nice, and so I thought, well, you know, I've only chanted 8 rounds, but I'll try chanting 16 rounds, and it was really easy. And I thought, well, I'll try another 16 rounds, and chanted 32 rounds, and it was really easy. And then I thought, wow, you know, maybe I'll go for it, and then. It was still like doership mood. Then he said something happened. I just kind of got absorbed in the chanting just for chanting, not for, you know, the counting game. He didn't use that language, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And then something very mystical happened. I just felt I was floating. I don't know how else to describe it to you, but it was like, not exactly in the air, but more like water, and I was bobbing, and just, wow, this, I've never had an experience like this. And it just stayed, and it stayed, and it stayed. And then at a certain point, my mind started to think, wow, I want to stay up here. And as soon as that happened, it fell down. And I was trying to get back, and it wouldn't come back. Then I just kind of threw my hands up in the air and said, you know, he recalled something that he heard during the talks, and it was that the message during the talk was becoming free from upadis, if you know what that term means, thinking of yourself in terms of some designation, and then kind of occupying that designation space and thinking that's me, and chanting free from upadis, and I thought of that message. So I just let go of the doership, basically, let go of the doership thing, and just chanted for the sake of being with the sound vibration. And it happened again, this started floating again. I mean, I felt like inside. And it just stayed right until the end. Said it was mystical. And it's because of the association of the devotees. Said I'm anticipating I'll never have that experience again in my life, but at least I know that higher consciousness is real. It's there. It's accessible, depending upon, you know, am I ready for it? So association of devotees provides one, not just, you know, an experience of euphoria, but association of devotees takes us beyond our own limitations. It's a strength beyond our own strength. I'll say one other thing and then see if you all are the discussion group kind of people. Different audiences are different. Not so long ago at a home program in the suburbs of Chicago, the family that was the host did something with their teenage son that really makes teenage sons cringe. He just, like, you know, they talked about him while he's sitting in the room. So they, you know, the question was, our son asks this question, you know, why do we have to go to the temple? You know, we can just do stuff at home. Why do you have to go to the temple? So how do we answer that question? I'm sure he felt really crummy that he, Mom, Dad, why are you doing this? But anyway, so I addressed him and said, supposing you have a fire, and after some time the fire kind of burns out and you have some coals, and they're just kind of glowing but no flame. Then you take a stick or some instrument and bring all the coals together. Bring them really close together. And just go like that. What's going to happen? Fire comes out. He said, so that's why we go to the temple. He said, oh, okay, I get it. So when we're on our own, there may be some spiritual something. Like this fellow, you know, that for 7-8 years has kind of on his own done a little something. But so there's something, there's some attraction. Otherwise, 7-8 years doesn't, you know, stay with something, even in a modest level, for unless there's some attraction. But on our own, without association, the effect may be modest. But then you come together, and you experience something beyond, you know, what you do on your own. I remember as a college student, weekly going to the campus program. And of course, prasadam was very attractive. I noticed over the years of coming here to Boston, somehow when prasadam time comes, more people show up than during the talk or the aarti. There's a lot of people that come for prasadam. So prasadam was very attractive. And being in the association of devotees once a week, it was, you know, consciousness would go, boo, 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 boo. And then as I was on my way home, I would experience, do, 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 do. Then looking forward to when I could come again, do, 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 do. Coming together in the association of devotees helps a lot. Not, you know, give you the impetus to go further in your Krishna consciousness, become more ignited, or in the fire of Krishna consciousness, just through association. As Krishna says in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the devotees they find tushyanti cha, ramanti cha, katyantas chamam nityam. coming together in the association of devotees provides the opportunity for discussing topics about Krishna and Krishna kirtan and deity worship. And of course you can do those things at home, like the teenage boy was saying, "Mom, I have to go to the temple." And you can do those things at home, and you should do those things at home. And but also the association to devote others, like-minded persons, is especially valuable. Going back to the little passage I read, Lord Chaitanya's teaching Sanatana Goswami, it's essential to begin devotional service. It's essential, even at the stage of Krishna Prema, it's essential, which means everything in between. So how to value association of devotees is what the experience is through that association of devotees. Final point, in the association of devotees, the special opportunity is there to assist one another to bring attention to Krishna. The risk is when we come into the association of devotees, we may make offense, we may take that association for granted by our own material consciousness instead of seeing the bhakti that's within one another. Rather we may see the material differences between one another and feel uncomfortable because of that. We're making, you know, our own material contamination may get in the way and result in some offense. We should be careful against, guarding against offense when we come together in the association of devotees and help to nurture that bhakti that's within each one. Encourage it. Speak about Krishna. Engage in Krishna kirtan together. Take Krishna prasadam together. Think of different ways. Consider, pray to Krishna, how I can be of a good association for this other person according to their position in Krishna consciousness. And encourage one another by spiritual sound vibrations. So I'm looking at the clock, and it's nearly going to be RT time. So I'll see if there's any questions or comments from anyone. It depends. It certainly can. Certainly can make one confused. You know, you hear this and you hear that and you hear the other thing, and then you're spinning. Recommended, especially in the early stages of Krishna consciousness, the primary source that one hears from should be, you know, small circle, if not one or two, the primary sources that one hears from, then having other association is not so much a problem, and I don't become so confused. Another can be having, you know, really high expectations, and then in the association of others, does match our expectations. We're expecting, you know, a really high level of something or other. What's that? Okay. A real high level of quality, and the association of devotees may not manifest that. Or somebody instructing somebody, don't point your feet this way, and, you know, don't do this and don't do that and the other thing, and that can be detrimental too. Yes. How can consciousness, higher consciousness, help ourselves? I'm not sure I understand the question. Say it again. Use different language. Say it again. The first part. How can higher consciousness help us? What's the benefit that we get by achieving higher consciousness? Oh. Okay. Kind of self-evident, but you know, the soul has qualities like Krishna, and the soul is conscious and consciousness, but the real self, the soul, becomes covered in forgetfulness. And so in that covered condition of forgetfulness, we're accepting what is not real happiness to be happiness. You know, we get it backwards. What is real happiness, we don't accept as happiness. What is not real happiness, we accept as happiness. So we've abandoned ourselves by that covered consciousness and always feeling, you know, insufficiency or, you know, further darkness. From that, so the position of real happiness comes when there's higher consciousness. We know who we are, what our purpose in life is, and we're gearing our lives or directing our lives towards that because of higher consciousness. Without that higher consciousness, we're misguided, misdirected, guaranteed by default. So the position of eternality, knowledge, and bliss becomes something that we experience in that higher consciousness. We experience the real self. And then our relationships become more satisfying because we're acting according to who we really are instead of otherwise, and can recognize who others really are more readily in higher consciousness. So the happiness of love and relationships is enhanced. Those things that we naturally want because it's who we are. I think it's time for Aarti. Yes? Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.